Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would like to take a few moments to thank you and your team for presenting this excellent, very strong draft. We are extremely pleased what we have in front of us. And thank you once again for giving us the opportunity to provide comments on this. We have already submitted a number of comments in writing. And today I would just like to limit my comments to maybe two, three main points in regard to introduction. There is a lot of good elements here that we are extremely pleased to see. We are very pleased to see the stressing of the importance of national ownership, the importance of gender and other diversity elements, the importance of synergies and having a holistic approach, as well as giving special focus to one of the most recent challenges that the mind-bend community and the convention faces, namely the anti-personal minds of improvised nature. We are also very pleased to see the reference to 2025 and the Maputo aspirational goal. So these are really fantastic elements, and we commend you for integrating this all in this relatively short introduction. The cross-cutting actions or principles are also an excellent way to setting the scene for the rest of the document. And now specific comments. We believe that there is a importance to draw attention to the remaining deadlines, in particular to Article 5 of the Convention. And in this regard, we would like to suggest a little amendment to the very first paragraph of the section when we talk in the last sentence about landmine contamination. We would like to see an addition as follows, that remains despite the convention's clearance deadlines and continues to cause harm. We believe that at this point in time, with clearance deadlines being constantly missed and not always respected, this would be an excellent addition that would put focus on where the challenge remains and where more needs to be done. At the same time, I would like to support the comment made by the ICRC. If states parties do believe that the ICRC in the UN and the ICBL still have an important role to play in further universalization, implementation of the convention and in this community, it would be really lovely and desired to see reference to their role and the partnership we all have together in the introduction, as we do have in the preamble of the convention and all the previous action plans. And lastly, under this section, I would like to draw your attention to action number 4. This is the action that talks about the needs of affected communities, survivors, and victims. It is excellent to have it. At the same time, we do believe that since the people have always been at the very center of this convention and this community, we think that this action deserves to be brought much up higher. I would suggest to be action number 2, because I think we do all agree and believe that we want these communities and these people to remain at the very center of all our actions and deliberations. We have a number of other small comments that we will just submit in writing. Thank you very much.